In a report picked up from Barron's by 9to5mac.com, an analyst for Susquehanna Financial picked up repeated rumors of an LTE-connected Apple Watch 3, complete with a micro SIM card. It'll have a very low power chip to save battery and voice over internet protocol tech for voice and also for data. Also, the drumbeat continues that Apple is going big with augmented reality. MacRumors.com says Cupertino is focusing on moving from the science project stage towards a finished consumer product. Even at that, it'll probably be 2018 launch at the soonest, although one analyst insists they'll roll out AR glasses with the iPhone 8 this fall. Amazon Go, the brick-and-mortar Amazon store, has been put on hold. Recode.net says the biggest sticking point is the tech in the stores with no cashiers or checkout can't handle crowds. More than 20 people inside, and it goes bonkers over tracking people and what's been taken from specific shelf space. Another shattered dream for further revitalizing the former submarine base at Mare Island in Vallejo, California. According to TechCrunch.com, vaporware electric car maker Faraday Future has walked away from finalizing an assembly plant and showroom there, at least for now. Faraday plans to focus on finishing their original billion-dollar, 3-million-square-foot plant in Nevada near Las Vegas, but it's downsized that one to 650,000 square feet. They say they'll open it this fall. I'm Clark Reed.